Tarek Doshim, beginning of Parshas Emor, begins the Parsha with the words for Yom HaShem al-Moshe. Emor, Elokahanam ne'aron, v'mata le'em le'nefesh le'tama be'amav. Rashi, trying to understand why the Torah uses the words Emor v'amarta, the double wording of Emor v'amarta, says the Torah l'hazeg do'ilem el'ketanim, to make it obligatory on the adults to train the ketanim. So Rabbi Sorotskin in the Sefer Eitz Hadas asked the question that the mitzvah of chinuch, the mitzvah of training all of the young in Klal Yisrael, everybody in Klal Yisrael, is not a mitzvah limited to kohanim. So why does the Torah specify and teach us this obligation only by the kohanim? So he explains that the kohanim have a double obligation in chinuch. As soon as the child of a kohen is born, the kohen has to realize that his child, his son, is very possibly going to be a future leader of Klal Yisrael, as the pasuk says regarding to kohanim. V'yorim mishpatech liYaakov v'sraschem Yisrael. And if we want that our children, which is the expectation, says Rav Sorotskin Zatzal, of the kohanim children to be able to realize that potential of being leaders of Klal Yisrael, they have to begin training them from when they are young. L'hasa gedoilim al ketanim, there's an obligation to teach the ketanim from a very young age to be prepared to take on that leadership role. And that is more by kohanim than one else. The Sefer Mi'anish of Torah says there are great people, great Talmid Chachamim, who are constantly learning Torah. They're constantly connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And sometimes with their involvement with Torah and all these other acts of tzedakah v'chesed, they start to forget their own children. They forgot that their own children need their care and attention. Teaches us the Torah, tells us Rashi, you could be a gadol, you could be an important person, you could be a person that's very involved, but you never should lose sight of your primary responsibility. L'hazer gedoilim ektanim. Teach your children, pay attention and train your children, be mechanech your children. Moreover, he says, that sometimes when people come to Gedolim, sometimes when people come to great people to learn, they say, well, we're too preoccupied with our own learning, we're too preoccupied with teaching Torah, we're doing mitzvahs, we don't have time to spend with individuals who might be considered ketanim. The Torah is telling us, l'hazer gedoilim aktanim, that as great as you are, never forget your obligation to the ketanim. And that indeed, perhaps, is what Rashi means to say. Who can be defined as a gadol? Who could be defined as a great person? Al ketanim, somebody who's involved in the ketanim. And if you won't be involved with the ketanim, and if those are the people who are true gedolim. And moreover, gedolim could also be explained, he says, explained as people who are wealthy. People who want to be wealthy and retain their wealth, the way to do so is alaktanim. If they use their wealth and they use whatever resources and talents they have to help and grow the future generations of Klal Yisrael, they will remain gedolim, l'hazer gedolim. But I saw that the Satmar Rebbe takes all these points one step further. The pasuk says, "Emor v'amarta," and as Rashi has said, "L'hazer gedolim al ketanim." How will we be successful that the ketanim will grow to be what and how we want them to grow into? Is l'hazer gedolim. We have to tell the gedolim, if you, the gedolim, will be careful to act as you are supposed to act, then you will be successful alaktanim, that your future generations will look up to you as examples as how one is supposed to live. And by looking at you as an example of how one is supposed to live, they will follow that proper model and become truly great people. The Tver Shleima explains that the Mishnah Masech Zvachim Perek Tes says that Tzemer Shebekvosim, the wool of the sheep, for Kanaim Vatafayim, the horns and the hooves of the animals, Dizman Shemechuborim, if they're still attached to the animal, Yalu, then when the animal is put up as a carbon, they are included and put up as a carbon. Parshu, but if they are separated, Lo Yalu. And he explains that what the Torah is, what the Mishnah is teaching us, is that if one connects himself to greatness, if one connects himself to Ruchnius, then that will cause that he should be great as well. That's what he says, the Pshat in the Pasuk in Tehillim. Yivarach, and we say in Hallel, Yivarach Yireh Hashem Haktanim Imagdoilim. If the Ktanim, if everyone is connected Imagdoilim with the great people, then Yivarech, they will be also blessed. The bracha that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives to the Gedolim will pass and extend to the Ketanim. And that's what the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim says. Even if you have parts of the animal that are not normally considered very significant, they're not the meat of the animal, they're the wool, they're the hooves, they're the horns, but if they're connected to the carbon, then they will be, they're considered like the carbon. And when they too have a place on the Mizbeach. And that, in fact, is what the Baal Shem said, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed admiration, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed admiration, every generation will have leaders. What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu trying to show admiration? There will be great people in all future generations in Klal Yisrael, and it is our obligation to connect to those people. By connecting to those people, we become great. And he says, that's what Rashi means to say when he says, L'hazik doylem al-ktanim. It's the obligation al-gdoylem. The great people have to worry and bring along and schlep along to their level, the ktanim, the people who are not right there. And that's what Yosef said to his brother. His brother says, Lo sire panai bilta achechem itchem, that you're saying that I am not the great person, says Yosef to them, even if that's true, but I want to be part of you. Even if I'm not great, he asked his brother, think about me and include me, because by being included with great people, that will make that we shall be great as well. That's what the Rashi means to say. L'haz g'daylem al-ketanim. The g'daylem have the responsibility to take the ketanim with them and help them rise to great levels.